there a way of cooking them, just cracking them and letting them drop in boiling water?
Well, I suppose you could. I always, when I break them, I put them in the skillet. Mm-hmm. Put them in hot grease, usually.
Right.
Yeah, that's fried. However, some people don't want grease on them, so those are poached eggs. Yeah, poached eggs, that's the kind where you cook them in water.
You know, when you're cooking greens, do people around here, excuse me, ever cook a piece of meat along with the greens?
Yeah. You put that in there to season it.
What kind of meat is that? What's it called?
That's just an old piece of cheap meat. I've even heard it called mule's Peter so far. That's an army term. Because you know, these army cooks, they're liable to say anything.
Liable to cook you anything.
They sure might. That's an old term I've heard in the army. But it's usually some of the cheapest sort of beef, I would say. Or it wouldn't necessarily have to be beef, it could be pork. But it gives flavor to the greens. You're talking about turnip greens, I suppose. Now that seasons it.
You ever heard people call it fat back?
No, I don't believe so. Heard it called sow belly.
Sow belly.
Yeah.
What do you usually eat for breakfast yourself?
For myself, I eat a piece of toast and a cup of coffee, usually.
Light breakfast. Well, what about this kind of meat that some people like to eat for breakfast?
Bacon.
Yeah.
Bacon, sausage, or ham, fried ham. I don't know. I don't like too much fried stuff. Makes you fat. That makes me fat, at least. So the reason I eat a light breakfast is because I sure have to watch my weight. When you get my age, you have to be very weight conscious. If you're not careful, you're likely to have a blood clot or something. So I kind of watch my diet.
Well, say if you wanted to buy a lot of bacon, but not have it sliced up, you say you buy a whole...
Buy a side of bacon.
Is that the same as what some people call the middling?
What?
The middling? Have you ever heard of that?
I don't believe I have. No, a side of bacon is a whole side of a hog.
Well, say...
But it hadn't been sliced.
Well, say when you're slicing up that side of bacon, that tough edge that you had to cut off, what do you call that?
The skin, I reckon. That's part of the skin. When you cut that up, take it off the skin, I imagine.
Have you ever heard it called a rind?
Yeah, rind or skin. Either one, rind, yeah. But usually all bacon is cooked with a little rind.
What would you call a man who sells meat exclusively?
Meat exclusively, a butcher.
Or talking about meat, say if you kept your meat for too long, you'd say it's...
Spoiled. It says it's spoiled, or that meat's rancid.
Have you ever heard people say, well, is it possible for meat to get strong without getting spoiled?
Well, I think if it got strong, I'd want to throw it away.
Well, on the way to being spoiled?
Yes, that's part of being spoiled when it gets that way. You're likely to get sick on it good mighty easily. You know, a lot of meat, you keep stuff in the refrigerator too long and it comes out, and my wife will smell it every time if it's been in there for several days. And if it's got any strength to it, it smells kind of strong, she'll throw it out every time.
Well, say if your butter is like that, if you kept it too long and it doesn't taste good, you'd say your butter is
rancid.